Aleph Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, Sunday the 6th of March. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family S. Bodner, Yechodesh Nisuyim Shelf, Osher Simyatsky, and Malka Bodner. Reb David Yosef Solich, Poland to Germany to Yerushalayim, what we can learn from the personal journey of a Ger Sedek.
I would like to dedicate the shiur to the Refuah Shleima of Reb Binyamin Yosef Ben Yachad. He is in hospital here in London. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with you some halacha, hashgacha, and Musa asked for my personal journey into Judaism. Kriye me'oira azman. We're in the week of Parshas Pekudei, Parshas Shkolim, in the same time, Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. It is written, Pekudei HaMishken, Mishken HaEdus, Asher Pokad Al Pi Moshe. Mishkan was the home for the Shekhinah Kedoshe, and everybody has the privilege to give gold, silver, tchelos, regomon, velashonim, everything that was needed for the house of God. The essence of the Mishkan was to bring Ashruas HaShekhinah by the Eden, and bring Kapora, forgiveness, for Klal Yisrael. It was done by bringing Korbonos. To buy the Korbonos, half a shekel silver coin was collected from everybody, rich or poor. The appeal starts 30 days before Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Not Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, today. It is written, Mishnichnas Adar Mavin Besimcha, which Simcha means the Torah. Simcha doing mitzvahs with joy, Simcha of learning Torah. In 40 and 50 days time, we will be Bezat Hashem, celebrate Yom Tov Purim. Purim is different than Shabbos and all other Yom Tovim. About them is written that Losed Lovoi, Hakol Yom Tovim mit Batlu, but Purim will stay and shine in new light. You will ask why, because Purim is Man Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shumayim, Kabbalas HaTorah from anew. I saw that there will be tomorrow a speech about, especially about Purim. After Purim, Pesach is around the corner, hard time for every Balabus to prepare a house. We can have a part in that also. Pesach is the Man Hiroseini, the time of freedom. Did you ask yourself, freedom for what? Why we do all the mitzvahs? It is so hard, so difficult. Why we have to be different than all another around us? If we do, if we will do the mitzvahs proper, we will be Bezras Hashem, Mekarev the Shekhinah Kedoshe. If not, as a shulem, we will be far away from the source of Kedusha. There are many mitzvahs that the Ebishti gave to the Eden. Shabbos, Kashrus, Lenan Torah, Taharas HaMishpoche. One of them is Hilchos Gerus. Lev Eliyahu says in Chochmas HaMusa that a mitzvah that is not being kept properly is lehaloche like a mez mitzvah that overrides all positive mitzvahs. Hilchos Gerus today is a mes mitzvah. I will soon explain deeper meaning of that. But first, let me tell you something about two different approaches to gerim in the Gemara. In Bo Metzia, Daf Tes, Nun Tes, from the base is written, Snan, Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol Omar, Mitnei Maich Ziro Toiro, Belamed Vuf Mekoymes, Omar Beloi, Bemem Vuf Mekoymes, Bager, Mitnei Shesuru Ro. Strenge Werte. Zog die Breise, Rav Eliezer, the Great, say, why does the Torah warn in 36 or 46 places about offending a convert? Because his inclination is bad. He may lapse back into the old ways. If we didn't give him a feeling that he is welcome, Tosfos in Blatt explained the machlokes of the different numbers 36 and 46 and says that 36 times the Torah is talking about a ger himself and 10 times more about Klal Yisrael, which is written, Ki gerim ha'isim be'eretz Mitzrayim. everybody was a ger in Eretz Mitzrayim. Also Rashi bring that the person that is not born in a city at a din of a ger. Second Gemara is in Psochim, the Pei Zayin on the base, Omer Abeliyeza Hagolo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisroel Bein HaUmos Elo Kedei Sheitosefu Aleim Gerim. Rav Eliezer said, the Holy One blessed is He, exiled Israel among the nation of the world only in order that converts will be added into them. Mashiach said that the purpose of the exile was to punish the Jews for their sins, but not only. God chose exile so that the true fight would be spread among the Goyim. So as we can see from the two Gemaras, on one hand the exile was chosen by the Ebishter in order that the converts would be added unto them. On the other hand, the Torah wants many times not to offend a convert, because his inclination is bad. Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Einom et Beis, Machta Pshore. As is written, Omer Rabbi Chelbo, Koshin Gerim Leisroel Kesapachas. Rabbi Chelbo said, converts are as harmful to Israel as Sapachas. Sapachas is Torah, is a ruchistige Zach. Sapachas is not a physical thing. The Rishonim gives several explanations for this teaching. Rashi explains that converts are not keeping mitzvahs proper and have bad influence on unfollowed Jews. Rambam Hilchos Yisurei Biyo explains that Gemore refers to converts who converted for invalid reasons, like the Goyim, Bezman, Nespurim, that make Gerus only of fair to be killed, or Goyim that will merit a Jew or get better social status. According to Rambam, this group of converts camped out from Mitzrayim, Erev Rav, and made lots of tzuras for the Yidden. Tosfos write that converts are harmful to Yidden because it is impossible that someone will not abuse them. The Jewish people will be then punished for the sin, because the Torah commands to love a convert, to love a girl, to help him, warn not to abuse him, 46, yes, only 48 times. Rabbi Avraham Ager explained that converts are more makpid to keep mitzvahs proper than born Jews. So that's why it's difficult. If somebody can came and keep mitzvahs better than I, so I have to give a hedgement for that. Lemaise, in Tfilas Yom Kippur, it says, ונסלח לגר ונסלח לכל הדס בני ישראל ולגר הגור בסויכו כי לכל עום בשקויגו. So we see here that when we use the ger, he became Jewish and he didn't know bidyuk the mitzvah, so to be moichel for him and be moichel for us, we are in the same status like him. That's the Philosophy of Kippur. So we have here different approaches. If somebody will hear that a person thinks to make a conversion, what will be a common reaction? One of two. Or we will be very happy that another soul will join us. Or, what is much more common that we will be very suspicious about him, about his motivation to do so. How comes that somebody will be Jewish? Maybe his heirs are Jewish, half Jewish. Maybe he worked with Jews or lived in Jewish neighborhood. He must be meshuggah to exchange his free will, his free life, for a frame of mitzvahs, for a life full meaning. I had once a friend, Rabbi Yitzchak Krongel, Zichron Vroche, and he told me a true story of his grandfather that was a roof in a small town near Warsaw before the war. Once a guy approached him and asked to perform a conversion, and the rabbi said to him, stay better a good guy rather than become a schlechtid. And his conversion never took place. Everybody asked the question, why you became Jewish? 15 years ago, I talked about this with Rav Soloveitchik of Zurich. He said to me, Die Kasha hebt zich niet on. There's no question about this. Why you became Jewish? The question is, why only you? Why only so few people became Jewish? It is so obvious. In today, made world to choose Judaism. Just for giving that tshuva. A shafet tshuva. So, we can say, if you find a diamond on the road, you will centrally pick it up. You recognize the value of a diamond. A child probably would not recognize the true value of a diamond. So, it's everything about knowledge, about das. So who recognized that? Who recognized the value? Choice life, real life. But how comes? Hear the true story that starts at Mount Sinai. As we know, all the souls of the Eden are present by Mamad Kabbalah Satoire by Mount Sinai. Midrash bring that the Ebishte goes around with the Torah to different nations and ask to be Mekabel the Torah, and they ask what is written, and most of them didn't accept the Torah. But the Yehidim, single person, interesting to join this great enterprise called Torah Mitzvahs. Souls of these people are present by Sinai. That's why it's written, Gershon is Gaia, a convert which will make a conversion, and not a Gentile which will make a conversion. That's already explanation of that. Now, the Holy Chofetz Chaim, Dr. Moshe, the Ebishter gave to the Eden a lot of Chochmah, but the Eden didn't accept it. And the Goyim became Zoiche of the Chochmah some 200 years ago, and started to develop telephone, telegraph, TV, CD, MP3, voicemail, cell phone, text message, blueberry, Blackberry. So if somebody will send you a message on the voicemail and you are not at home, you went to Bomis to be with Chernobyl Rebbe for Shabbos, but if you come back and you push the button, the message will be delivered to you even 1,000 years later. That's what's happened to me. Boys, I had now the true story. I was born in Bilis Biala, next to Katowice, next to Krakow in Galicia, what is today a part of Poland. After college and 3 years training as goldsmith, I started to learn Bible. Searching for meaning, I was very impressed by Book of Eov. And because my Catholic faith didn't give me answer to my questions, I changed to Protestant church and discovered very soon that Jewish roots of the Bible. Everybody was Jewish. Everything happened in Eretz Yisrael. So my conclusion was then that as a religious Protestant, I have to learn more about the Jewish history of the Bible. This was still in Poland 25 years ago. And then I went to Tulne. I was only once in my life in Tulne, a city between Krakow and Rajshahi in Galicia, and never went before and never went again there. And that's what happened there. By my visit there, I saw a big Jewish cemetery abandoned and closed down. So I asked who has a key to the gate. I was told the address in a Goldhammer Street in Tulne, and it was in the late 80s. Tulne didn't have any minion there. Only two Jewish people, Jewish men are there, and they told me afterwards that there's no minion, only 8 in the whole district. So I came to the one of them, and he sent me to the another that has the key, and he took the key and walked with me to see the Besak Forest. You have to know that Besak Forest are witnesses of the history. Even in a place, the rulers say different history about the country, about the people, about the religion, but they are cemeteries, and they tell the true story of the place. So he showed me the cemetery and asked me to come in his house. He was married to a shikse, and put bread and salt on the table. It was wondering me that they had nothing else to eat, only bread and salt. Later on, he asked me to come in the next door room, what's supposed to be a small shul of Turner. And without asking any question, he put tefillin on me. This Jew, come and see, was a communist country, 4 to 5 years after the war, married to a non-Jewish woman. He put tefillin on me, probably assuming that I'm Jewish. He was not Chabatnik, not Eshatoyle, not Osameach, not Seed, not Kiv program. He was a Jewish spark in the inside. And that's what's happened. That's a Meister Pele, but that's happened after I was engaged in learning Bible and looking for Yiddishkeit. 22 years ago, I moved to Germany, where my mother was living. And there are established communities, rabbis, lectures, and so there was more possibility to buy Sforim and to attend seminars. So I make my social service in a Moshe Skenim in Nuremberg, the Jewish community in Nuremberg. I didn't know then that there are different types of communities. For somebody that came from outside, everything is Jewish. Every synagogue is a synagogue, every rabbi is a rabbi. And you want to know, you have to ask questions, you go and you ask. And I chose to make my social service in this community because it was a Jewish community. And I was thinking that there I would be mayor, more bekesher with Eden, and can learn more, going to the shul davening. And there was also lessons for gerus there. Mixed lessons for sure. And so I already learned something about Yiddishkeit and Dinim and verschiedene Sachen. And people came with the cars to the shul Shabbos. That already was red light. There was a Kohen married to a Goite, and this Goite attend also the Shiurim for Gerus. I was wondering me, because it's written that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gioris. So what's with help when she will convert? And this time I make the service to 50 months, and I went first time to Eretz Yisrael to Yad Vashem. There was a seminar about Holocaust, the first ever seminary in German language in Eretz Yisrael, 20 years ago. And the group was mixed. There was Yidden and Goyim from all over Europe. And Shabbos, they traveled to Yam HaMelech. So I said to myself, I'm looking for Yiddishkeit, and I'm working in the Jewish community, and I came to see Eretz Yisrael. And the Holy Shabbos, I was already attending the service for Shabbos there. So I thought to myself, how can I go to Yam HaMelech on Shabbos? So they went to Yam HaMelech. I went to Beit Vagan to be Shabbos there. That was my first Shabbos in Israel. And the whole atmosphere of there was very expressive about it. But the key experience that's happened in Israel was when we make a tour to Mashorim, like every group of tourists make a tour to Mashorim. They would like to see the dinosaurs. Yeah?
Dinosaurs.
So we went there, and it was the first time in my life that I saw really Jews.
You say we, who's we?
We, the people, we. Yeah. And you cannot imagine that a person living outside can live in Germany, in Poland, and didn't know even that from communities exist in Antwerp, in London, and as so can be even there and never meet with a from person. So I came there with the group, and so for the first time in my life, Jews that look like Jewish and speak Yiddish and keeping all the mitzvahs. was overwhelmed, impressed. I came back and I said, I find my people, I want to be my guy. Until then, I was around, I was interesting. I didn't think to change my to change to Judaism. But everything what I read in books, now, after this experience, I saw that it exists. Now, today. So, I said, that's my people, and I will run with Megaya. But, I was still in Germany, I finished my social service there, and I meet a lawyer in this community here. He was married to Agioris, his name was Rosenberg, and he invited me for Pesach, and he told me, he opened my eyes, he told me that the girls here is not kosher, it's not for you. You have to be careful. If not him, I don't know where my part will be finished. Yeah? I probably will not standing here and talking to you today. And but for it's where to go, what to do. So I heard that there is a Gerus, Ulpan Gerus in Eretz Yisrael, and Mizrahi Kibbutz. So I asked Jewish agency to help me, and to go to Kibbutz Sharem Akim. And they accepted me for this program. There's an Ulpan Ivrit and Ulpan Gerus. And the end, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, they told me that this is change, and I have to go to different kibbutz. And the different kibbutz was Shara HaMakim, next to Haifa, next to Kiryat Tikva, next to Kfar Hasidim, was this absolute not religious place. So, the Sionists, I was working there in the kitchen, and I saw what's going on. There was only one wash machine for all the dishes. There was not shul, there was nothing. And Yom Tovim approached us, Heilige Tag. So I put my Shabbos clothes, and I went to the next settlement, Kiryat Tivon. And I went to shul there, and meet the Menashe Altreus, Shliach Chabad there. I dumped the shul, we finished the service, and somebody approached me, asking, where are you going now? Going back to kibbutz. I live there. So, no, you stay in my house. I invite you to the yontif. But the whole program was only for two, 3 months. And the Meister, the Ulpan didn't take place there. They sent me to a different place. And so I came back to Deutschland. And was searching for a place to machen die Gerus. And then I heard that the new roof came to Frankfurt am Main. Rav Klein, a Dvorne Chosid from Eretz Yisrael, a roof from Eretz Yisrael. So I was assuming that he will help me. So I went to Frankfurt and find a job, find a place to live, and went to the shul, went to the shiurim. I like Hanukkah Licht, I fast Yom Kippur. I've been gefunden der erste Mal nach Eretz Yisrael. I bank Arba Minim, and I talked to the roof. He knows me. I was down there every day, and there were many visitors coming to Frankfurt, and they asked me why I didn't put tefillin. They offered me to give tefillin to me. I said, told him I cannot put tefillin. I'm not Jewish. So it was very painful to be there, to be inside and to be outside. I remember me standing on the Aron HaKodesh in Frankfurt and crying to Hashem Yisborach, he should help me to find a melamed, to find a roof to my hagerus, to find a moel. Ich hab gewollt sein, so stark a Yid. And then another miracle happened. There was a Yid from Yerushalayim, Rav Isaac Haberfeld, to visit Frankfurt, to visit a doctor there, was on the way to Antwerp, and it was Minchen Ma'ariv time, and the train already gone. So he was in the shul, and was asking people around if there's accommodation to, his friend was not there, and he asked the Gabbai if he can sleep in the shul, and the Gabbai told him, komm nicht in Betracht, man kann nichts tun, ich schlafe in Schule. So I offered to sleep in my house. I have a one room in one bed, so he was sleeping in my bed, I was sleeping on the floor, and he was the first person that I saw with tzitzis outside. So I asked him, what is that? He told me, it's normal, we're going, everybody going like this. In Frankfurt, all people didn't want tzitzis, or they put them inside, so he didn't know, he didn't see. And tzitzis is written, you have to see the tzitzis. You remember the mitzvahs. You don't see the tzitzis, you remember the mitzvahs, so you talk like goy, you dress like goy, you... So for what reason to be Megaya? So he was one night in my house, and then he went back to Eretz Yisrael, there was no possibility to make a gerus in Germany, kosher gerus. And we find a place in Jerusalem, Ulpan Ivrit, Ulpan Gerut, and a yeshiva called Nachlas Tzvi, next to Mahon Meir, in Kiryat Moshe. So I came there already with several years' experience about Yiddishkeit, and we came there as so I was Sephardic yeshiva, it was Hamish Osir B'Shvat, and there was a big seder, like Pesach. The Sephardim, a part of Sephardim make a seder, Hamish Osir B'Shvat. So it was very strange for me, I didn't know these customs, I didn't. But that's not kosher. But what's happened now, in the morning, Hamish Osir B'Shvat, they put Holy Shiva in buses and went to Galil to plant trees. And there was a band of, a military band there, singing, girls and boys. So was asking me, what's tachlis to bring Yeshiva to such a place? In the time during the seminar, we went for Shabbos to different mishpoches, Lizvish, Mizrochi, Modern, Yekes, Yeshiva, Chabad, also mishpoche in Be'er Sheva, mishpoche Horowitz, through Meir Horowitz, the son-in-law of Rabbi Yaakov Zon from Gateshead. And they arranged to change the Yeshiva to Orsameir. They talked to Rav Bratpitz, and when I talked to the Rosh Yeshiva of Nachlas Tzvi and told him that I want to change to Rosh Samea, he was very upset about me and said, "You're going to the Schwarze." Have to know. So once again, I mean, I was a person coming from outside, and for me it was very strange, the whole mishmash, what's happened with politics and machloikes. I was searching for religion, for way of life, and was very upset about these approaches. I remember once being in Kiryat Sefer for Yom Tov, for Shabbos, there was Hanukkah time, and I was so overwhelming to see the whole city with Hanukkahs in the windows, and not like in Germany, everybody sitting inside and they didn't know it's Hanukkah time. But the people sent me at the end with prod. With pride, that you know the whole city is going to election for this party. Mm-hmm. Once again, I feel what's the one thing have to do with another thing? For me, so in this time I open a fire by the Rabbanut, but as I remember the meeting with Isaac Haberfeld, and I called him up. I'm here, I'm not in yeshiva, we're in the second yeshiva, and I'm still not Jewish, and it's still it's the middle half year already. So he went with me to the Psalm Yaakov Fischer from Baratzeda Haredis, and the Eider didn't make official gerus, the Bezen. What they do, they send the candidate to one of the motzim to be metapel the fight. First of all, he said he's from the Chutz Loretz, so why we should have make a gerus for him? Went back to Chutz Loretz, my gerus there. Why we should be metapel with such a? So Rabbi Isaac tell him he's here, he learned here, he will stay here. So we have to help him. Is he serious? Okay. So we went to Bezden. The Bezden gave a letter to Rav Ullman, then the motz of the Eder, today at Dayan, the roof of Givat Shaul in Yerushalayim. He went to the Koilel Tabitze. And I came there to him with all hamlotzes of the Rabbonim from Frankfurt, from the this yeshiva, another yeshiva, with the people that host us for Shabbos. And And I was assuming that the Geirus will take place in 2-3 weeks. But he didn't look under the paper and say, I don't know the people, you have to sit here, you have to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Rav Ganzfried, and then we will see. And it took time. It took time here. There was a harusa there, and they Besden, the people they saw that I'm serious. So there was a first sitting of the Besden before the bris. And there's a nusach that the Besden asked the candidate about Pesach. They told him, you know, there's a Pesach. You're not allowed to eat chumetz today. You can't eat chumetz. There's nothing wrong with that. You have a Gan Eden now. If you became Jewish, you have to keep mitzvahs to have Gan Eden. Today you can eat Helev. After the Geirus you cannot. So they put the whole story on the table and say, you don't have to. You don't have to. So don't look you. So I accepted. And then they make a breeze in Wolfson Hospital in Jerusalem. The roof asked Arminian to come to the bris. There was a sandik. Reb Isaac was the sandik holding my head. And after the bris, I say always that probably the people sitting here didn't remember their own bris. Yeah. Okay. But I remember fully. So after the bris, there was a rikud, and they gave the name, they make a kiddush, but I still was not Jewish. Because the Geirus is a tefillah noshim, and that's the Geirus, and so was three sitting over the bezin, and when it came to the tefillah, you stay in the water, and they ask once again all the question, and once again say to you, you can't go back, you don't have to do it, and then if you say you want to do it. So you toivel, you say two brachas, al tefillas geirus and shechiyonu, you come out a new creation, you put tefillin, you say krishma, and you become Jewish. And lemaise, there is a two parts of the geirus. There is a part calling before, there's a achrayas of the bezdin to make clear that the person know what he take up and open himself, and the second part is after the geirus. Now, a young person come to Besden can say, I'm ready to do everything. But after year two, it can change. Yeah? An older person can say, I want to do, I recognize, I learn, but to brechen the ragilas is very hard.
How old were you, please? Then? How old were you?
I was 28, in the middle. Now, there's a question of achrayas of the Besden, because Kol Yisroel Arevim Zalazer. And you don't do a favor for this person, and you don't do a favor for Klal Yisroel. So like a person sitting in a ship, and make a hole in the ship, so the ship will sink if a person is not. So in halacha is enough to dry idiotis in the bezin to make a geirus. But lemaise, you need a bezin that's recognized. If not, we need afterwards many people that make geirus twice or three times. So you need a bezin that's recognized, like bezin London, of Kalitz, or bezin Yerushalayim. So I make the geirus. My wife is also a geirus. He make geirus first by Rabbanut, and later on by Rabbi Bransdorfer, and I make first geirus by Eda Haridish, later on by Rabbanut. And there was a big difference. You have to know. Like I said, the tefillas gerim is must be like tefillas noshim without hatzitza. So you have to check very carefully before you go in the water that you don't have any hatzitza, any one, every bad, and this was done by the Eder. By the Rabbanut, they just told me to take a shower and go in the water. So many things that, but there's no time to talk so deeply about that. So you come out from the water, it's written Ger Kikot and Shinolot, is like a new creation, and you need a family, adoptive family, you need a nusach, you need a way, you need a roof, You need to choose your place, and you need a person that can help you to do that.
So did you have children at that time?
No. No, and we married at that time was by Mishpoche Kunstadt in Beit Vagan, and the Rosh Hashiva Rav Mendel Weinbach was by that time, and the Ruf Rav Ullman. The chasm took place 15 years ago in Jerusalem, and we settled in Jerusalem in Hungarian houses, and today Baruch Hashem has 7 Bote Ungarn. So I have to say a warm thank you to Reb Dovid Iskovich, Reb Yitzchok Silkin, Reb Dovid Halpern, and I will finish the shiur with a story. I was geboren in Poland, yeah? So people assume I'm Polish. But, the part of Poland I was born is Galicia, so I'm a Galician. What's happened, after the Gerus, there's a halacha, a Ger should choose a Eide. So if a Ger married a Jewish person, so he has to go after this custom. But here, my wife was also Georgian, so the Ruv wrote a letter that the custom will be the Ungarische. Became Ungarisch. I dab in Dushinsky today.
It's like the dealers have my call.
Dushinsky and those are mitzvot, and they're both Hungarian origin, and we have adoptive family there in Jerusalem. And that's in short.
Do they have a family?
Sorry?
Do they have a family?
Yes, 7 kids.